I came from Somaliland to Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Stayed there for about a while, and then I moved to here into UK in 1990, and I came to Sheffield, North England. Then we settled here as a family. The weather was so freezing at that time. It was November of the year, and I'd been there for 10 years. After that, I moved into Bristol. It was a bit of sunny here because the north was a bit cold and freezing. Also, there was a facility for jobs, and half of my family was living here. There's a lot of Somali people, and also we've got other ethnic groups in Bristol, like Caribbean and Asian people, Chinese. It's nice to understand that people's what they believe, what they their language, what makes them happy and what makes them unhappy. So it's a nice to know a lot of ethnic group backgrounds in Somaliland. There's a lot of things that I missed and lots of things that I like there because of your family, big bungalow houses with your own garden, with your own car park. In here, you can be in a flat and trapped there with nowhere else to go. Unless you are a large family to receive a house. So there's a big difference. When I was in Hargeisa in Somaliland, I was just a child when the war happened. To come to Ethiopia was really a struggling time because people was running for their life when they were coming to Ethiopia. But when I came to Ethiopia, I catched a car all the way to Addis Ababa. Then Addis Ababa to here was a plane. At that time, I'd never been to school until I came to UK and studied here. When I first came over the country, emotionally, I wasn't fit. I was a bit upset. I was a bit scared. I was a bit lonely because of I left all my loved ones behind in Somaliland. And every morning I used to go to my parents' family, our family, cousins, niece and nephews in Hargeisa in Somaliland. But when I came over here, there is nowhere to go. You go out, you go to school, you come back, you stay at home. And you put the TV on, you don't understand. Someone knock your door, you don't know what to say. So it was a bit isolated on the first few years. I have not seen my relative for a long time. I'm not gonna see them every morning unless I go back there. And I've been living here nearly most of my life. But at the end, it's good, happy. If I say in olden day, when I came to UK, people were so friendly. If you're upset, they will ask you if they can help you. There was a lot of opportunity, but
Of
I
course.
think in the latest day, things getting changed. There's a lot of minority people here now than olden days. I can remember when I came to the UK and you might see one person wearing hijab or a scarf in 2 to 3 days. But now in every second you will see five, six, seven, and at the same times you see there's a lot of going on in the world, a lot of troubles, a lot of stuff. So I think people are avoiding to getting mixed with the ethnic minority in the meantime.